mumtomillionaire.com.
Hello, my beautiful. You are so beautiful. You are so amazing. My action woman. How are you doing today? As I make this podcast, I hate doing this because I'm all about positivity and helping you. And I just think at the moment, you know, when you so many serious things are going on in your life, and then you feel like you're listening to your own voice and it feels like you're just moaning. I think my probably past, I don't know, 10 Mum to Millionaire YouTube videos and the last few podcasts have just been like me crying or me getting upset about something, and I don't want to do it anymore. But I want to also be truthful with you, and I feel like this is, I'm feeling so low right now. It's probably lower than what I did in the other podcast. I don't know. Do you know what? Okay. I can't tell you. And I hate doing this as well, because I hate when people go, oh, I can't tell you what's happened. Then you're like, mate, what's happened? Something very serious has happened today, which has made me take extreme action. I will be contacting the press and all my old media contacts, because councils and schools, what they've done to me and my son for all these years, they can't get away with it. And I'm not going to sit here in silence anymore, because I've been so sympathetic to so many people that have come into contact with me and my son, all these different professionals, because I always think, do you know what? They're trying their best. They've all got a lack of funding, you know, in a school, there's so many hundreds of children. But I've got to the stage and I'm like, but what about me? What about me and my son? I can't keep having sympathy for everyone when me and my son, our mental health are going deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's like, it is like none of them care. And I do say that with caution, because I'm sure some of them care. But from everyone's actions, it's like no one cares. It's extremely serious, something that happened today. And again, they just don't get it in terms of when you run your own business. Mate, I ain't getting paid at the end of the month. I was supposed to do work today. I've got so much client work to catch up with. And only once I've done it, then I can send my invoice and get paid. And I've just lost another day with dealing with all these mistakes that all these... Excuse me, I'm so sorry. With all these organisations are making, and I've just had enough. I've had enough. Now it's got to the point where it's that mentality of there's no prisoners. It's, do you know what? I've given everyone years of leeway, years of being nice. How much more can I take? And I really can't take anything else right now. And I don't want to scare you, but have you ever had that feeling of you just want to do something to yourself? So in the morning, I was fine. I was all right. I started to do some work. And then it just like, it hits you out of nowhere with all this stuff you have to deal with, and then the pressure and the stress. And I know all these different tips and techniques that I can do to get out of this. But right now, it's like it's just too much. I don't even know what I'm going with this podcast anymore. I love to have a message for you in every podcast. And like I said at the beginning, I just feel like I'm moaning. I love everything that I do to have a purpose behind it so I can help you. And I just now feel like I'm moaning at you, so I'm sorry. And you're probably just like, Vina, I don't know what you're just going around in circles of what you're saying. Like, what are you talking about? What I want to say to you is you've got to be a fighter, okay? You need to fight for what you know is right. In this life, unfortunately, a lot of people don't care. A lot of people aren't going to help you. If you are dealing with the council, with the schools, any kind of challenge you're having at the moment, please document everything, okay? I wish years ago, all these meetings I've had with the school, I should have documented them, and I didn't. I've only done it for maybe the last year. I've kept bits and bobs over the years, but I haven't properly been documenting until this year. So, and this goes with your job, this goes with life in general. Anytime you get into a conflict or there's an issue that people aren't helping you with, document it. Who you spoke to, their full name and their job title, the time, the date you spoke with them, exactly what they said. One of my friends taught me this technique of if someone says something, hold on 1 second, I just want to write that down and repeat back to them exactly what they said to you and write it down, the exact words with a date and time, so everything is documented. If you can do audio recordings, I think it's illegal to record people without them knowing, so if you're in a meeting with someone, just say, look, I'm just recording this for my own notes. And if you're like me, this is a very, even how I'm talking, I feel like I'm shouting at you and being like, ah, it's such an unnatural thing to me. Like, I feel like I'm being a bitch. But in life, if you want to get justice for yourself, I've realized that for some reason, the bad will win if you do not fight. If you aren't a bitch, you've got to put your foot down. You've got to be strong. And I know it's difficult. Trust me, right now, I just want to... Again, I'm not saying this to scare you, but I thought, do you know what? Should I just take loads of paracetamol and just lie here until someone discovers me? Like, it's got to that stage now to think, why is no one taking action on a child, on a single mum? But, you know, I will keep you updated. Hopefully I can share exactly when I got it sorted, what has happened. This is something different to what I probably was talking about 2 days on the podcast. No, it is definitely different. Before that was more to do with support for my son in school. Now this is completely different, but just please, just don't give up. Trust me, if I'm going through all of this right now by myself, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to be emotional because it's just no point. But if I can get through this, you really can too. Just please, like I said, start keeping a document. Start getting a notebook and write everything down. Even write how you're feeling. Write what's going on. So you've always got a record of that in the future. Just start doing it. Be strong. If I can get through this crapness that's been going on for the last probably 9 months now, you really can get through everything. Get supportive people around you. And maybe one thing we'll end this podcast with today is, even with your friends, just be very aware of different people and their strengths. So, for example, some of my friends who don't have children, and this is nothing against them, but they're not necessarily going to understand what I'm talking about, something to do with kind of hashtag mum life. They're still an amazing friend, but I just can't maybe talk to them about that specific thing because they won't understand. So again, if you're going through something, just be wary who you're talking to. Like, all your friends, everyone's got their different strengths. And I said this to my friend the other day. I was saying, you know, if someone came to me and they were having problems within their marriage, I might be able to give some limited advice, but I've never been married, so I don't know. I wouldn't be the best person to come to get advice on being married to someone. And that's just a matter of fact. It's not that I couldn't, you know, empathize with that person, with what they're going through. I just wouldn't be the best person to give advice. So just be wary of, and just understand that. Don't get upset if people don't understand where you're coming from, because it's not their fault. They haven't walked in your shoes. They're not going through the same situation. This podcast has just been a mismatch. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. I really don't. I don't know what's going on with this podcast right now. I just feel like I've just ranted to you and I'm just talking to myself. Maybe this is part of my therapeutic outlet to just talk in this podcast and rant at you, poor thing. I'm so sorry. I've just ranted at you. But let's leave with some hope and inspiration and motivation for us all. The last thing I want to say to you is that, do you know what? Even though I was sat here just before I started recording this and I was like, oh, I can't be bothered anymore. What's the point? There is a point. We are all so lucky that we're alive. We are all so lucky, and we should be grateful that I've got a house over my head. I've got clean water. I've got an amazing, beautiful child. I've got so much to be thankful for in my life. I've got a business. I created a business that can be flexible around me. And fair enough, I haven't been able to work properly for the whole week, but I know next week I will, and I'm going to get my work done. And everything will be fine. Everything will work out in the end. I always believe that everything, no matter how crap it is that's going on in your life right now, you will get through it. And everything's happening for a reason. Just really look for what that reason is and cling onto it. Learn from it. Become a better person. Become more grateful. And I know you might be thinking, but I'm going through so much crap at the moment. I know you might be, but there is a reason behind it. You are amazing. You are becoming a stronger person. And if you're like me and you just, you know, sit and cry for a bit, it's fine. Do what you want. If you want to cry, cry. Let it out your system. But the one thing, I think there's a very thin line. Don't play victim, and don't fall into the trap of playing the victim, because you are stronger than you think. And if you sit at home all day crying, what will happen? What will happen? Nothing. That's the thing. If you sit at home crying or moaning or making excuses for the whole day, your life is not going to change. This situation you're in at the moment is going to be the same tomorrow, and it's going to be the same as the next day and the next day if you do not do something about it. And I know if you're like me right now and you're just like, Vina, I'm just mentally exhausted. I'm so mentally drained right now. But I know that if I don't do things to get my energy levels up, to even get a little bit of energy to do something, you don't have to conquer the world today. Make one tiny step. If you need help with getting, I don't know, legal help, whatever you're going through at the moment, do a simple Google search right now and write down the list of solicitors that you need to call tomorrow. When you have got that strength and you're more emotionally stable tomorrow, you can do it then. Okay, but just please make sure you do one thing, even if that's getting out of bed and making yourself a cup of tea. Okay, try your best to make a tiny step, and I promise you all these tiny steps are gonna turn into one large result, and you're gonna be so happy with yourself that you started today and you didn't wait until a month's time to start then. Okay, I'm thinking of you. I'm sending you lots of love. And remember to be a happiness hunter. Get out there, go out and discover what makes you happy. And most importantly, take action. Be an action woman. And I'll see you tomorrow right here on the podcast. If you've not subscribed yet, please make sure you do. It really helps this podcast, and hopefully it'll get spread to more women who want to be part of this community, that just wants to get up and do things with their life and be strong. And we're here for each other. Thank you so much, by the way, to some of you who messaged me on Facebook and your DMs on Instagram at Mum to Millionaire. It really does mean a lot for you to take the time to do that. Thank you so much, Carissa and Jacqueline, for your messages. I really appreciate it. All right, ladies, have a lovely evening. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on iTunes.